Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things, yeah, with all our friends.
The sky is like a great watering can, gently sprinkling the tender spring grass, leaves, and flowers. Here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse bedroom.
Has anyone seen my horseshoe magnet?
No, I haven't seen it, Steve.
Me neither, sorry.
This room is a mess. It's impossible to find anything in here.
Well, maybe we should do some spring cleaning around the clubhouse. I think Mom and Dad wouldn't mind a bit.
Really?
It doesn't seem that bad to me. This mess kind of gives the room some character.
Sam, I think our clubhouse already has enough character.
Yeah, we better start cleaning.
Just the other day, I was playing around. From the kitchen, I heard an awful sound. It said, clean your room. Clean your room. See, my parents were yelling, clean your room. Now, I like to think that I'm awful smart. But then I looked around, I didn't know where to start. I had to clean my room. How do I clean my room? You know, I think I need a broom. Clean my room. My toe.
It's been 100 years since I picked up my clothes. I've got to
clean my room. Clean my room. Gotta pick up my clothes. Clean my room. I pulled a whole lot of stuff up from under my bed. Hey, what do you know? There's my old pair of pro kids. I've got to clean my room.
Hey, what are those shoes?
Oh, clean my room. I never know what I might find. Clean my room.
I've got a very messy room, so I'm gonna go up the stairs to clean my room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get on it.
It's a mess.
Clean it up, Steve.
It's awful. All right. I'm... Okay.
Hey, Sam, express yourself,
okay?
I don't wanna clean, I don't wanna clean, I don't wanna clean.
We
just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Any luck finding your snowshoe magnet, Steve?
Nope. And it's a horseshoe magnet, Jack.
Ah, a horseshoe magnet.
I'm sure it'll show up, Steve. We'll just keep cleaning our room and at some point it'll surface. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should post a reward for the magnet's return.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
reward.
Spelling, please.
R-E-W-A-R-D.
Definition, please.
Noun. Something given in return for something done. Some offered for the detection of a criminal or restoration of lost property. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are... prize.
You've won!
Present.
I bring gifts.
Gratuity.
I'd like to show my thanks with this.
Bounty.
Now how about that leather pouch you promised me, cowboy?
Sentence, please.
Mrs. Untermeyer here, remembering the time I lost my dog, Ruffles. And I had to post a reward for his safe return. I was a little bit worried, but Ruffles was found and returned safely.
This is your reward. Spit up on the floor at 4 a.m. This is your reward. The cord that fits the text. This is your reward. Bite in every apple. Nick in every door. This is your reward. What will the kids trash next? You've had your last warning. You heard what I said. You've gotta get up in the morning, so you're going to bed. This is your reward. You tend to miss the fire for the heat. This is your reward. His hand, her heart beat.
A song from Dana Banana.
Now here's some of your clothes to put away, Jack.
Thanks.
So, Steve, what do we get if we find your magnet?
These are your socks, Sam.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, what kind of reward are we talking about here?
Well, how about the satisfaction of having helped your brother recover a long-lost, greatly missed horseshoe magnet? Not to mention a clean bedroom.
I was kind of thinking along the lines of pizza.
Yeah, well, it'll sure be nice to have a clean room again.
And don't forget, if we do this housework together, we can get it done in a flash. Now, where's that magnet?
You know, there are times when we happen to be just sitting there quietly watching TV when the program we're watching will stop for a while. And suddenly someone appears with a smile and starts to show us how terribly urgent it is to buy some brand of detergent or soap or cleanser or cleaner or powder or paste or wax or bleach to help with the housework. Now, most of the time, it's a lady we see who's doing the housework on TV. She's cheerfully scouring a skillet or two, or she's polishing pots till they gleam like new, or she's scrubbing the tub, or she's mopping the floors, or she's wiping the stains from the walls and the doors, and she's washing the windows, the dishes, the clothes, or waxing the furniture till it just glows, or cleaning the fridge or the stove or the sink with a lighthearted smile and a friendly wink, and she's doing her best to make us think that her soap or detergent or cleanser or cleaner or powder or paste or wax or bleach is the best kind of soap or detergent or cleanser or cleaner or powder or paste or wax or bleach that there is in the whole wide world. And maybe it is, and maybe it isn't. And maybe it does what they say it will do. But I'll tell you one thing I know is true. The lady we see when we're watching TV, the lady who smiles as she scours or scrubs or rubs or washes or wipes or mops or dusts or cleans, or whatever she does on our TV screens, that lady is smiling because she's an actress. And she's earning money for learning those speeches that mention those wonderful soaps and detergents and cleansers and cleaners and powders and paste and waxes and bleaches. So, the very next time you happen to be just sitting there quietly watching TV and you see some nice lady who smiles as she scours or scrubs or rubs or washes or wipes or mops or dusts or cleans, remember, nobody smiles doing housework but those ladies you see on TV. Your mommy hates housework. Your daddy hates housework. I hate housework too. And when you grow up, so will you. Because even if the soap or detergent or cleanser or cleaner or powder or paste or wax or bleach that you use is the very best one, housework is just no fun. Children, when you have a house of your own, make sure when there's housework to do that you don't have to do it alone. Little boys, little girls, when you're big husbands and wives, if you want all the days of your lives to seem sunny as summer weather, make sure when there's housework to do that you do it together.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. We just heard a selection from Free to Be You and Me with Carol Channing. At the top of the news today, spring cleaning in downtown Zucchini Land. And Coward Hosell is live on location to see just how things are cleaning up. Coward!
Coward Hosell here, and in spite of the light rain, the volunteers are out here on the green picking up papers, cleaning out flower beds, and raking. And let's talk to the organizer of all this, Mr. Yakety Yak.
Well, Coward, thank you. I have to say, when it's time to swing into spring, when little robins and bluebirds sing, I get all my friends and mobilize to clean up Zucchini Land and get the prize.
What is that prize, Mr. Yakety Yak?
See, it's not a prize you can hold in your hand. It's a feeling of pride when you help the land.
That's good.
A fine and comprehensive clean. We're out here being clean-up artists and making the scene.
Mr. Yakety Yak, this place is spotless, in my opinion, and it's raining. Can we go home now?
It looks like the opinionated man has had enough, folks.
Yeah, and I'm tired. I want to clean up my own backyard. It's that goulash soup.
Uh-oh, now Robert Zimmerman wants to go, too. Is there dissension in the ranks here?
People, there's still lots to do. Don't abandon me. We'll clean this place through and through. And then we'll have a barbecue.
Looks like the cleaners have something to look forward to. Nice work, folks. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. It's a bit rainy here in Zucchini Land, but the skies will be clearing up overnight. So if you want to get outside tomorrow, do your spring cleaning today. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. I'm going to clean up this mess on my desk right now. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I'm the one who made it, I do confess. Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I think I better clean it up. Everybody sing. Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I'm the one who made it, I do confess.
Yeah, boy.
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I think I better clean it up.
Tell me why now. There's a puzzle piece under the chair. And the comb for my new doll's hair. The race cars that I love to share. How did they get under there?
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I'm the one who made it, I do confess.
Yeah, boy.
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I think I better clean it up.
Whoa. Oh my goodness, look over there. Stuffed animals are everywhere. If I don't put my things away, how will I find it when it's time to play?
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I'm the one who made it, I do confess.
Yeah, boy.
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I think I better clean it up.
Tell me now, why are these crumbs all over the floor? My mama asks when she comes in the door. Is it from the cookies I gave you to eat when you asked me for a treat?
Oh my goodness, look at this.
this mess. I'm the one who made it, I do confess.
Yeah, boy.
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I think I better clean it up.
Let me see. Put all my toys back in the box. And then pick up all my dirty socks. Then put my books back on the shelf. Hey, I'm so proud of myself. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I'm the one who made it, I do confess.
Yeah, boy.
Oh my goodness, look at this mess. I think I better clean it up.
Oh. Now everything is back in place. And me bother has a smile on his face.
Yeah, boy.
I must admit, I feel pretty good. Getting up like I knew that I should.
Oh my goodness, look at me. Accepting responsibility.
Yeah, boy.
Oh my goodness, look at me. Growing up positively.
Yeah. One more time now.
Growing up positively.
I'm so proud of myself.
Growing up positively.
One more time now.
Growing up positively.
A song from Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Aha! Guess what I found?
Pizza!
Underneath your bed?
Guess again.
The alligator picture book I lost last fall.
Nope. The square football we never found a use for? Nope. I found my horseshoe magnet.
I'm like a magnet. You're like a piece of wood. Can't get together. Don't make me feel so.
From NRBQ. Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it. Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, Susan.
Want to come over and help us do some spring cleaning around the clubhouse?
Actually, we're doing some spring cleaning of our own here at our house.
Ooh.
And we found something that's been missing for a while.
What's that?
My mom's birthday cake.
Ooh, where was it?
Under my little brother's bed.
What it is, I'm kind of afraid to say. You see, late last night I was eating a sandwich in bed, and then I fell asleep. It kind of got in the way. I tossed and turned all over the place. I got a peanut butter sandwich stuck to my face.
Jack, did you really get a peanut butter sandwich?
Actually, I did, Steve, and there was even a little fluff nutter on it, too.
That must have been weird to see.
Yeah, it's a little sticky.
Anything like that ever happened to you?
I can top that.
Right. Well, there's something in my hair. And what it is really just one big mess.
Well, Steve, enlighten us.
I went to bed last night chewing bubblegum.
Uh-oh.
And then I fell fast asleep, I guess.
Ooh.
Well, I woke up in the morning, couldn't lift my head. I had gum in my hair. I was stuck to my bed. I was stuck to my bed.
You are stuck to the bed now. How did you get out of this?
I had gum on my forehead, attached to the headboard of the bed.
Ooh.
And our mother had to come up and cut me off with a scissor.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Well, we since learned a lesson about eating food in bed. It ain't good for your face. It ain't good for your head.
No.
Mm-mm. But if you'd like to try it, then be our guest. But we hope you don't wake up with food on your chest.
No.
If you're gonna eat food, just remember what we said. Please don't eat food when you're sleeping in your bed. When you're sleeping in your bed. Please don't eat food when you're sleeping in your bed.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Snack time.
We definitely deserve it after cleaning that room.
Yeah, that took forever.
Let's just keep the snacks here in the kitchen, okay?
Yeah, that way if we make a mess, it'll be easy to clean up.
Yeah. Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Is this Steven Zucchini?
Oh, yes, it is, ma'am. Oh.
Guys, it's the Inquisitive Woman.
How are things at the clubhouse?
Very clean. We just tidied up our bedroom, and I found my horseshoe magnet.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I'm wondering if you boys are aware of what your clubhouse is actually composed of.
Excuse me?
Your clubhouse. It's rather peculiar looking. What's it made of?
I'm not sure. I'll have to do some investigation.
That sounds like a good idea. Now, here's a little song from Billy Jonas that I'd like you to hear.
Some houses are made of wood. You bang on them and they sound good.
I live in a big kalimba. You bang on them like a big marimba.
They come from
trees,
which came from
seeds,
which came from
the ground,
which lives in a house that's spinning round and round. If you get dizzy, get out into the sun and bang on the door of the house where your house comes from. Some houses are made of metal. Bang on them, they sound incredible.
I live in a big tin can. You bang on them like a steel drum band.
They come from
R,
which came from
or,
which came from
rocks,
which came from
mines,
which came from the ground, which lives in a house that's spinning round and round. If you get dizzy, get out into the sun, bang on the door of the house where your house comes from. Some houses, 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 some houses. Some houses are made of plastic. You bang on them, they sound fantastic. I live in a styrene dome. You bang on them and call them home. They come from
plastic,
which came from
petrochemicals,
which came from
oil,
which came from
sorry, right,
which came from the ground, which lives in a house that's spinning round and round. If you get dizzy, get out into the sun, bang on the door of the house where your house comes from. Some houses are made of cloth. You rub on them, they might fall off. I live in a cotton weed. Rub on them like the rustling leaves. They come from
cotton,
which came from
plants,
which came from
seeds,
which came from the ground, which lives in a house that's spinning round and round. You get dizzy, get out into the sun, bang on the door of the house where your house comes from. Some houses, some houses, some houses, some houses, some houses, some houses, some houses,
show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
CHLS in Lillooet, British Columbia.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1290 and click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to have a cleaning party.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I'm never letting that room get messy again.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I found my magnet.
Under the bed. How did it get there?
I don't know.
This is Bird Note. A sun-drenched morning in Kenya. A sharp chattering penetrates the quiet. It's the call of a greater honey guide. The small bird flares its tail as it chatters, flashing white spots like a semaphore. Surprisingly, the honey guide's demanding call is not aimed at a member of its own species. The honey guide, true to its name, uses its calls to guide people who are in search of honey directly to beehives. A man follows the honey guide's calls through the forest. Before long, the bird flies upward toward a colony of bees living in a hollow tree. The man subdues the bees with smoke. Then, exposing the hive with an axe, he takes much of the honeycomb. The honey guide, a bird that knew where the hive was but couldn't get